Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This involves not pitching in for work parties. You've had it. You're done. Enough. Stop asking me for money, basically.
Didn't I write this one in?
No, I did. No, I'm just kidding.
It sounds oddly familiar, dog.
Let them try to ask me for money for a work party. Lord. I would roll my eyes and turn the other way, but I've worked here a long time. I'm like a dinosaur, so whatever. Listen to this. Allie and DZ, every month, our work tries to get everyone together for team building and camaraderie. I'm all for a positive environment, but I also just want to go to work, do my job, and go home. Mm-hmm. I have a full life with friends and family, and I don't really like to mix work with my personal.
I feel that.
It's fair, right? My moral dilemma is that every month when they plan these parties, they ask everyone to pitch in. Not only do I not want to attend, I don't want to pitch in. Our job does pay for some of the things we do for team building, but I still get asked by coworkers to chip in when it's someone's birthday, work anniversary, or just because they made a big sale. I'm going to tell them I'm done pitching in when they ask again.
So they're partying for anything. It's not just birthdays, anniversary, work anniversaries, whatever.
Well, it sounds like a really positive, friendly, everyone gets along, so they're celebrating each other.
Yeah, they want y'all to be friends.
Which is part of how you get a positive work culture, but if you can't force someone to be in the clique, I mean, they don't want to be.
I'm getting Wolf of Wall Street, like, clicky vibes for sure. Mm-hmm. Of like, we party all the time and we do good things, yeah.
It's Sheila's birthday! We're buying a cake!
Right.
We bought a cake for John.
Right.
We gotta buy one for Sheila.
Everybody getting celebrated no matter what we doing.
Yeah, she said, am I the jerk for not pitching in for these work parties? I feel like I may get heat for this, but I don't care.
Well,
okay, so what are we going to name her? Because she obviously wants to be anonymous.
She wants to be anonymous.
She's not broke, so I'm not going to name her like Broke Betty.
No. She is not a good coworker, though.
Do you think she's not a good coworker? I mean, she's saying, I try to keep my work and personal separate, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's actually the most appropriate thing.
100%.
It's actually a better, probably, if you keep them separate, because you don't have all the drama.
Your job doesn't agree, though. Your job wants you to be doing all of these
everybody
things.
Everybody to be friends, and blah, blah, blah.
And it's part of their culture. I don't know what she does, where she works, but I can almost guarantee it's ingrained in everybody, and it's part of the mission statement.
Party again, party again, party again.
She might work at Party City for all we know.
No wonder.
Party, party, party.
That's why they have access to balloons.
Let's
no
all
wonder
get crazy.
They have so many parties.
Right, they're like, well, we got all these things in the back. Listen.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to say jerk, and the only reason I can say jerk and think jerk is because when her time comes around, are they then going to go, hey, Shiesty over here don't like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she doesn't even care. That she doesn't want them to, I mean, I get what you're saying. If it's her birthday, she's probably going, you don't need to celebrate me. I'm going to go celebrate with my family.
But they will.
And then she looks like she has a bad attitude, which I feel that way sometimes even. I'll speak on it at our job. Sometimes they try to do team stuff outside of kind of our little clique, if I'm being honest.
In our time.
Our clique of on-air people. We've been friends for years, and I'm like, I don't want to go do that on my spare time, but you're going to think I'm a bad employee if I don't show up. And I feel like that's a real emotion a lot of people feel at their jobs. It's like, so if I don't go to the team thing, now I look like a bad employee, but you're asking me to do something outside of work, and I get why you're asking to do that, but I have a life.
Like, I got to defend that, though.
So, okay, defend
it, please. I got to defend that, because in a lot of cases, it tends to be, sure, on the company dime, but it's also on what? Company
time.
Company time to convenient for them. Convenient for them
on their schedule,
on
not
their
ours.
Schedule, not
we
our.
Don't they don't work 8 to 5.
They don't ask people, hey, when's the best time for everybody to get together, do a little powwow, do something. This and this happens not just here, anywhere where people work. It might be on company dime, but it's also on company time. Mm-hmm. And if it's not on company time, it's at our time's expense. Yes. Whenever it's convenient for them.
Hey, let's have a party at 3 p.m. I'm like, well, you're still on the clock.
Why?
We're not. I'm like, of course you want to have a party at 3 p.m.
That's the defense.
Yeah, that is a defense.
That's the defense there, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that's exactly going on here with coworker Connie.
Coworker Connie
wants no parts of that, bro.
She does not. And I don't blame her. 414-533-1037. And I like to have a positive work environment. I mean, I want to get along with everybody.
Agreed.
But I get so annoyed when they try to make us do stuff on, like you said, on our own time. That's the only reason I'm like, Connie, I feel you so hard. And now this isn't about time, though. This is about money.
This is about, and it's about not wanting to. She's like, I'm not trying to contribute.
I'm not pitching in every month for these parties. Oh my God, the phones are going crazy.
I'm also not the guy that wants to bring something to the potluck, right? But I'm still going to show up to eat. I want to come. I just don't want to bring nothing.
I feel that so hard.
I'll pull up. I just don't want to do nothing for it.
I feel that so hard. All right. 414-533-1037. Coworker Connie does not want to pitch in for these work parties anymore. She's like, I just want to keep work and personal separate. Is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Coworker Connie wants to know if she's the jerk for not pitching in for work parties. She's like, I have a full life at home. I try not to mix work and personal, but they keep trying with this team building and camaraderie, and I just want to go home. I don't want to pitch in anymore.
And it's not that she can't afford it. She just really don't want to be a part of it.
Every month they're doing birthday parties, work anniversary parties, just because somebody made a big sale.
Just because it's Tuesday parties. Yeah.
We're all friends. Like, that's great, but can I go home?
But we're not friends, though. That's the thing, y'all.
Let's start with Sandy in Milwaukee this morning on 7. Hi, Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning, Dee Dee and Allie.
Hi. All right. Is coworker Connie a jerk for not pitching in for these work parties?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Ooh, why?
Well.
I'm kind of in a similar situation at my job where there's always a celebration. And the sad part is it's never in town. It's always in another state. And they want us to travel, and I don't have time for that. I am one who likes to go. Yeah, like, we just have meetings and, like, yearly parties. And I just want to go to work, do my job, and go home.
It's like when they have a morning show boot camp, which is it's a conference for radio people, right? Similar thing. And I've been, and you go, and most of the time you party. And it's not as much learning as you should, but I know what you're saying. Yes, you're saying I don't want to go party on my spare time. I want
like to
go home with my family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need the birthday gifts, the anniversary gifts. Just pay me on my paycheck.
And then there's a lot of people, unfortunately, who that's a break from their family, unfortunately. And those are the people who love those trips.
Yeah, touche.
Unfortunately.
But companies don't like that, though. They think you're not a team player if you don't go. Why people say jerk.
Couldn't agree more. That's the dilemma here, is that she's like, I want to, you know, be a good coworker, but I don't want to have to do all this extra stuff to be a good coworker.
One to two things a year, but when y'all are doing three things a month, that's too much. No, that's too much for me.
Twice a year, leave me alone.
All right, twice a year.
You don't have to celebrate my birthday. It's fine. Okay.
I really don't. Yeah.
It's good.
Sandy's the 10
agree,
toes.
Agree, agree,
all
yeah.
says, not the jerk.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Much love. Bye.
All right. We're going to go to Saucy Sandra next. Lord, help us. Let me pull up the text line here and see what people think. Saucy, good morning.
Hey there.
She's different for show different.
I am different.
Well, that's why I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. Is coworker Connie a jerk for not pitching into these work parties?
Okay. Do we remember the episode? I believe it was Seinfeld where Elaine would not give money towards the people at the apartment because the apartment guy was retiring, and then they all had a party, and then everybody in the apartment hated Elaine.
No, but it's...
I'm sure somebody got it.
100% I love Seinfeld. I don't remember that episode, but let me tell you something. It's the same thing that you're saying. It's this very similar. What
it
happened?
Really yeah. is the same
it's
thing.
It's the same thing.
But I'm going to say she's not the jerk because she's protecting her peace and her time, and some people are introverted.
What?
And it is what it is.
Saucy.
However, I still think she's not a team player.
Right, okay.
I mean, come on. Suck it up, lady. You're still not the jerk.
Well, that's not fair. You're saying suck it up and... No, listen to this.
Somebody, suck it up but protect your peace? How you Midwest mean? What?
Come on. This is not what I... This is like when I went off about Slack and I said, I can't handle everyone messaging on Slack, their personal business, and everyone called in and I said, am I the jerk for being mad that people are celebrating their personal lives on our Slack channel? And everyone called in and said, no, they're using it wrong. You need a social channel. You shouldn't be dealing with birthdays and crap at work on Slack. It's just another, you know, so we kind of talked about that then.
Bit. In a way, yeah.
It's different, but it's not. So somebody texted in and said, doesn't it seem that jobs that throw lots of parties are covering up for toxic culture.
Allow that.
A pizza party isn't going to fix bad management.
I'll take the pizza though, you know? Like, I'm
just
not,
on my time.
I'm not saying no. Just can we make it to go?
Pizza to go. Thank
pizza
you.
To go.
So, Saucy, you're sticking with not the jerk.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with not the jerk, okay. But I mean, you know, touche. I mean, if she feels a little bit guilty after this, that's on her.
That's on her. I hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay.
Heard.
Just saying.
Well, let's see.
Love, guys.
Much love. Love.
We'll see if Sarai agrees with you and Racine this morning because she's our last caller. Somebody texted in at 414-533-1037 and said, not the jerk, I'm the same. If I want to celebrate someone, I'll do it myself. I hate being constantly asked to chip in for people I don't even like or know. Wow.
That is the annoying part when you're I don't know Ted like that. I ain't never really worked with him on no projects or nothing. Why am I throwing $20 at his birthday fund?
Tasha in Milwaukee texted in, is she living the real life office? That's a lot. I don't blame her. Not the jerk. Hey, Sarai, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
You going to sweep it up there with the vacuum or what today?
No way.
Well, I think that she's not the jerk, so... I used to be the person at my last job who would just throw all the parties because I love making people happy. Like, I'm a people pleaser, and I hate that about myself.
So that was your love language. You were trying to throw parties to kind of make a good time for everyone. Like, host. It's like hosting.
So why are you saying not the jerk?
Yeah.
You should be saying jerk. You're the party thrower.
I don't get it.
Because I got upset and was like, why does no one want to participate in this? And my HR, like, she's my best friend. She's like, girl, sit down.
Oh, no.
You can't
close the door.
Expect everyone to love the way that you do and want to make people happy. She's like, sometimes people just can't afford it or they just don't give a crap.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh.
Yes, like that coworker,
so if
Connie.
You put it like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
basically.
Okay, now I get it. So I just quit doing it.
And it's not personal, Sarai. Like when people, it's not personal. That's the thing. We're at work and some people want to keep it at work. So that's why not the jerk for not pitching into work parties is how it's going to pan out today. Because
not the jerk, sweet.
Work is not personal. There's a reason we have things that make work and personal separate,
Sarai's exactly. friend pulled her aside and said, Sarai, don't nobody want to come to that ice cream social. Put it away.
Can I?
Exactly.
I don't know what her name is, but I want her to run for president. Your HR girl for president.
What's her name?
I loved her. Her name was Rose.
Well, Rose for president.
Rose ain't afraid to tell you that nobody wants to come to the party, and I love her already.
And she wasn't. I loved her. She was, like, so honest, and she didn't care if she hurt people's feelings.
Well, you can't in HR. Yeah. You can't in HR. You got it. It's business.
Thick
you know skin. What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, all right. Well, shout out to her.
Wow. Hey, shout out to you. You work it out today, Sarai. Sweet.
Yeah. Thanks for changing your mind and coming around to the other side and realizing people have lives, too. So... We love you,
Sarai. Sometimes you just need your point of view.
Don't take it personally. Don't take it personally when people don't want to hang out with you.
Most important part. Now go take care of that screaming baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, bye.
All right, so not the jerk for pitching in to work parties. She doesn't want to do it anymore. She's like, I'm done. I don't want to do it.
Thought at least one person would have said jerk.
Well, they all, because that's they're doing, this is the thing about the moral dilemma. We get to say what we're thinking, finally, versus what we're supposed to do, which is what was Connie's issue. Connie's issue is, I was supposed to go in and participate, but I don't want to. The moral dilemma.
So I'm not going to.
No, so yeah, exactly.
Like Saucy said, she respects it. Yeah. She respects it, even though you might feel bad about it later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
There is one jerk on the text line.
One?
Natalie said jerk. It's not like they're specifically sending the donate money to her. She's probably just tired of the whole emails that go to everybody. I don't know.
And when, who knows who is actually and isn't donating, right? Yeah. She must just feel some type of way because most people participate.
Mm-hmm. Most people are saying not the jerk, though, on the text line.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.